Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehr. And if you got your electric bill this month from Con Ed and were shocked at how high it was, you're not alone. A combination of factors has made the price of natural gas and oil higher. And some Con Ed customers are seeing bills more typical for a heat wave in July. Here to explain this and answer some of your questions is WNYC reporter Ilya Meritz. Hi, Ilya.
Hey, Anna.
So, listeners, did you have some sticker shock when you opened up your electric bill from Con Ed recently? Give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Ilya Meritz is here to explain what's happening in the energy market and how that's trickling down to your bills and your mailbox. But, Ilya, first explain what happened here. Why did I get an electric bill that was even higher than anything I've ever seen in the summer?
Yeah, so here's an example of this. I brought in the electric bill for Robin Billenkoff, who works in our marketing department, for the month of January. Her bill was $131.61. Right above that figure, it shows her bill for the previous month, December, $91.51. So it was up by $40, or about almost 50%. And what seems to be happening, she didn't actually use more energy, but what Con Ed says is that the price of natural gas, particularly, which is the major source of electric power generating capacity in New York State, skyrocketed. It hit a record towards the end of January, and it's remained pretty high. To give you some perspective, when it hit that peak, it was about 10 times as much as the regular price for the same time last year. At this point, it's trading at about twice as much as the price per unit might have been about last year.
So we had a big spike. Now it's gone down a bit. How much did this have to do at all with cold winter weather?
It had a lot to do with cold winter weather, and not just the isolated day of cold winter weather, but sustained cold winter weather. In January, there were 9 days in a row where we only twice briefly topped freezing. And the nights, as you know, were really, really frigid. Again, in February, we had 5 straight days of below freezing weather. Now, that's not normal for – that's not unusual for our part of the country. Midwest was also dealing with it. But what is pretty unusual is those snowstorms in Atlanta and all the stuff that's been going on in the Southeast. So effectively, a much bigger chunk of the country is trying to buy up that gas.
And so that's why I'm a renter. I have a boiler in my building, so I don't pay for heat. But I had a big bill because the rest of the country is trying to figure out how to pay for heat.
Right. Well, this is hitting you both on your electric bill and on your heating bill. Again, the electric bill, mainly that's a result of natural gas prices. Your heating bill, you may heat with natural gas or you may heat with heating oil. Both are up sharply.
We're getting some calls. Ralph in Astoria, you had sticker shock when you opened up your bill?
Oh, yes. It was tremendous. This last bill just now was $333. And it's twice what we always get, you know, on our electric bill. And as far as the usage was concerned, it wasn't that much different, you know, because, you know, my wife and I, we try to, you know, we're conscious about this. Of course, it was a little bit more, but not to merit that.
And, Ralph, when you saw that bill, did you think, gosh, what did we do? Or did you know you were part of something bigger happening, or did you think it was just
you?
Well,
I had heard, you know, a few weeks prior that the rates had gone up, but come on, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it was twice what we usually get on our bill. It wasn't the first time that it happened. It happened some months ago also. This is the second time that has happened. And then when I called, they also said that 1 month of billing was missed, you know, and it just seems chaotic.
Ralph, thanks for your call. Ilya, so Ralph describes a chaotic scene. He's just like, come on, guys, like let me know. Do you have any sense of what kind of calls Con Ed is getting as these bills are arriving in people's mailboxes?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that wait times are up and they are getting a lot more calls from confused customers who just want to know. You know, one of the tricky things about this is you don't get your bill in real time. You only get 12 of them a year, and Ralph and people like you and me are not checking the spot commodity prices for these things. So you only get a snapshot every 30 days, right? So it is a surprise. Even though the weather's been cold, you don't know how much the bill's going to go up until it arrives.
One of our listeners on Facebook said she has an electric baseboard heater in a one-bedroom apartment, and her bill from November to January was $1,200, and her bill from January through February was $717. So this is really expensive. Are people, not only are the effects of the commodities market delayed, but so also maybe are the political implications? Are anybody calling for, hey guys, why are these huge bills showing up in our mailboxes?
Not that I know of, but it's a great issue for politicians. They love to complain about this. Look, Con Ed is a regulated utility. They buy power from power producers on an open market. There's actually daily electricity auctions. That's supposed to keep our prices low, but New York actually does have, I think, the highest or second highest electric prices in the country. That's just that hasn't changed in many years. Interestingly, I did hear from Alana, a former Brian Lehrer producer today, who signed up for a green energy plan. I don't know precisely what's in that mix. It might be hydro, might be wind, stuff like that. Her bill actually went down slightly month to month. So it really depends on where you're getting your power.
Bob, in Bronxville, you had that experience too. Your bill hasn't changed much. You there, Bob?
10%, maybe $8, $10.
It's up just slightly, and what's your energy source?
Wind.
So you use wind energy, and you've only seen a slight increase in your electric bill.
Yeah, we use gas for kitchen stove, and that went up slightly, but electricity bill did not go up barely at all.
Thanks for your call, Bob. So does Con Ed really track this, which source you sign up for, and then your bill reflects that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can do sort of just a conventional plan where, you know, it can be coal, it can be gas, it can be nuclear, whatever sources, or you can go actually to a different provider. Con Ed is contractually obliged to allow in these other players to come in. I should mention, I talked to Con Ed this morning because they knew that I was going to be coming on here, and they do want to emphasize they have lots of tips for saving energy. They also have a level payment plan, which evens out your payments month to month and make it a little more predictable. So there are ways that people can deal with this.
Are there any ways to track during the month what's happening in your particular apartment or home as far as the kind of bill you're racking up before you get it all at once?
Gosh, I mean, this is a project that a lot of people in the tech world want to help people understand their home energy usage better, and they are making smart thermostats and stuff like that. But I don't know. I've never been in a house where you were perfectly kitted out and the monitor was telling you the spot price for natural gas that day and how much you had spent. It would be great if we had that. We'd probably waste a lot less electricity.
And that's one of the puzzles here, because we're not talking about usage. You said Con Ed is giving tips on how to decrease your usage. If you're using the same as you typically have in January, your rate still went way up because it had to do with markets much bigger than your particular usage.
Yeah, I mean, it's dark this time of year, so people light their homes a little bit more. They might watch a little bit more House of Cards on Netflix, but otherwise this is not like a high usage time of year at all. I mean, it's the spike is really driven by commodity prices. That's it.
So the things that you can do are go to the Con Ed website and check out ways to save energy yourself. You can look at the various energy sources and figure out if a different plan might work for you.
That's right.
And also know that it's not just you. You're not alone.
You know, and I should just briefly say, fracking is bringing so much gas online. Listeners may be wondering why that hasn't lowered their bill, lowered their prices. And the truth is, pipelines haven't caught up with that yet. There's a lot of pipeline projects in the works now, but the capacity to move that gas is just not there.
Not showing up in your bills quite yet. Ilya Meritz, thanks so much for joining us and explaining Con Ed bills in January.
Thank you, Anna.
Also, I want to mention Alana, producer for Brian Lehrer Show, still a producer.
Current producer, my mistake.
So glad she's still with us. And Brian Lehrer will be back with you listeners tomorrow. Thank you so much. I've been Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer.